And we're off.
Come Town is brought to you by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Being a Good Person Society. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Premier Self-Care Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come Town, where we explore personal growth, the destruction of irony and comedy as we know it.
Mm-hmm. No more irony.
And the closing down of Reddit, the website. They're going to take it away.
That's what your doctor prescribed you. Yeah. You're never allowed to go back on Reddit.
It has been announced that they're going to put all of us in jail where we have to be good people and mm-hmm. embrace everything that you don't like. Mm-hmm. And destroy your expectations for a shitty podcast.
Destroy your life.
We're gonna have to the Jews, quote unquote, are going to
the Jews that are telling Nick he's mentally ill
that are using medicine to make it so that this just really important show,
mm-hmm. yeah,
is when gonna you become be too political power political. You know how they had. Yeah. I don't know if you know this, but the FBI.
It's fundamentally
surveilling MLK.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that?
I guess.
So, guess what, dude? We're just as influential.
Right. Well, I guess I owe an apology to everybody who's just disappointed by me going to the doctor. I'm so sorry that I fucking let you down, like, going to the doctor.
Your brain is gay, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is part of a long-standing conspiracy I've had since episode 2 of Come Town to make Come Town not funny and more Black Lives Matters. So mm-hmm. there's a whole Jewish network and conspiracy it's finally coming into fruition.
Yeah, we took Adam as a show of good faith to our Jewish overlords. We'll float one of yours if uh-huh. you leave us alone, but that's too much for them.
I don't want to call out, you know, any particular people, but yesterday I posted a very sweet video for my anniversary to my girlfriend, and a man called @criminalretard told me I was gay. So that really hurt my feelings.
I also saw
a smooth brain criminal.
@criminalretard.
A smooth brain criminal. Annie, are you okay? Can I get one of those pretzels, Auntie Annie? Are those the free samples? You know I like them. I love the free samples. No one knows to tell me that I'm only allowed to take one because I don't know any better. But actually, I know better. It's a system that I've worked out. In fact, a lot of people don't know that Wheel Power and Down Syndrome is taking unlimited free samples. No one will stop it. It's the perfect crime.
That's fair, dude. Go crazy at Costco, man.
Yeah. See, I haven't lost my edge, dude.
No.
I mean, I don't know if the lithium's is working yet, but...
No.
You just got to find a new edge, dude. You got to get like into it, leather jackets.
Look, I'm not... Nothing's changed about me, guys. Uh-huh. I'm on lithium, and then the Seroquel is just for when I start having psychotic thoughts.
Uh-huh, and you need to touch the ground to make sure you're alive.
Right, exactly. It's only when that happens and I can't stop screaming at the air conditioner.
Yeah.
That's when I need to take the Seroquel. And the lithium, okay, that's what they use in batteries for power tools.
Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah,
this is
happening right now is a step towards a synthesis between me and pure mm-hmm. noumenal autism as it exists in the unseen world.
Hell yeah, dude.
I will become autism incarnate. Mm-hmm. You guys need to just trust me.
Yep.
I've been right about literally every mm-hmm. one of my predictions. The election mm-hmm. of Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Check.
You know, you think Donald Trump won? It's because you're crazy.
That's right.
That's why everybody's
losing.
The
path to Hillary being president is clear. It's clear as day.
Yeah.
Impeach Trump. Impeach Pence. Special election.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hillary's president in weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny, too, because if you found out that, like, Trump, like, their campaign, like, fucking colluded with Putin directly to kill anyone trying to vote for Hillary Clinton. Just a series of secret murders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Trump was like, who cares? You know, like, why do people care about this? Like, nothing would happen.
No.
And they would still just have to be like, we gotta stop him!
I know.
Yeah.
It is awesome, man, how much, like, nothing is gonna work. Although it would be really funny to fucking get our boy Don Jr., about to go to jail, I think, or something.
Yeah,
he's about to be the fall guy.
That shit's hilarious.
Jared and Don Jr.
They're about to be the fall, man.
You know what's funny? Sarah said to me, she like texted me the other day, and she was like, "She's like, you're gonna think this is crazy, but the moon is in Aquarius."
Jesus Christ, with the moon.
She's like texting me, so
you're fine.
Yeah,
it's just the stars.
Yeah.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, right.
Girls are retarded.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're so dumb.
Okay, listen. You want to believe in astrology? It's stupid as shit, but fine. But to think you're going insane because of your fucking rising sign or whatever the
right.
fuck. That shit,
the moon, which is controlled by Chinese people.
It is true, yeah.
It is true.
Moonies, that's where their language comes from.
Celestials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you think what? Just because you sent fucking Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin up there, put some dumb flag on the thing that it doesn't belong to the Chinese?
It's still there.
It's still
out
theirs.
Of your fucking mind, dude.
It looks exactly
It's
like
called
a
China,
ass,
too, in my opinion.
It looks like a big-ass dumpling.
Yeah.
Dasha and I were watching Netflix the other day, and Eliza Schlesinger's special popped up, and I was like, "You want to see the worst?" And so we clicked on it, and Dasha had a full-on panic attack, like started shaking, like hyperventilating and
Why?
Stuff, because it like stressed her out to
Dasha
watch Eliza
likes doing
Schlesinger.
That stuff. Dasha likes having meltdowns.
And then she said, she was like, "Oh yeah, I'm fine because it's actually the moon has been," mm-hmm. and I was like, "Yeah, okay, for sure, yeah,
goddamn,
yeah, that's cool. The moon was fucking with you."
What if the shit is real, dude? What if we need is crystals to heal ourselves?
Oh, God.
Can I get a crystal to heal my foot?
I don't know.
Whatever
I just want
takes.
This fucking lithium to start working.
It already started working,
I think it has a little bit. Like, I feel stable, but it's still just like... Life is like dog shit, and it's...
Lithium. Is that a song?
That's how it goes, dude.
Wait, who is that?
It's Nirvana.
Nirvana, yeah.
So whatever Stav was singing is just...
No. Stav's singing a different song.
Lithium.
No, that's a rockabye.
Yeah. Lithium, yeah.
No matter
rockabye.
It's gone by lithium, right? Isn't that a song?
I thought
you're thinking of Bush.
That's
Bush,
right.
Yeah.
Go glycerin.
Glycerin. Yes, no. Lithium is I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's a good song. Yeah, Nirvana rules, dude.
I sucked my dick.
Yeah, dude, you're closer to Cobain, man.
Dude, you're current.
I am.
Yeah.
Who molested a retarded girl.
Did he?
Kid,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's in the documentary, right?
It's in his book. When I was a teenager, I read, like, the Kurt Cobain, like, all of his journal, which is, like, such a fucked up thing to do. If I kill myself, I'm going to make sure I've burned and destroyed everything I've ever written.
Yeah.
Because I don't want some asshole, like, letting children read it.
Read your diaries.
Yeah, there was like a 400-pound retard.
Self-absorbed to think that someone would publish my journals when
someone
half of
would.
It's like...
I mean, not for money, but
it's just like, what if Dilbert was black? Lots of that and the drawings on it.
Yeah. You had a really big Garfield having sex drawing face.
Dude, I have so many journals that are just drawings of Garfield fucking John, black Garfield. I mean, just filled with that shit.
I remember.
Yeah.
Garfield doing an Odie doing an iPhone. Tower to John's
right
date.
And then when I was a teenager, it's like guys smoking weed. Trying to picture that they got claws and shit, the Slayer
Hell
logo
yeah.
over and over and over again, just over and over, just yeah. writing Slayer constantly.
I loved when
they had the
alien, that like 90s alien smoking weed. Take me to your dealer. Classic.
That's classic.
I want to cop one of those, actually.
Yeah. Damn, remember the old days of having to buy weed, man? What a beautiful system.
It just comes
now.
To your house now?
Yeah.
You don't have to go hang out with some guy and play Super Smash Brothers, a game or two of Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
You just fucking get the shit.
I have been given so much weed in my life. So many drugs.
Yeah.
It's like the... I don't remember, like... I feel like
salute to the guy in Seattle.
Probably 70% of the drugs I've done I haven't paid for.
Yeah. Yeah, recently I don't really have to pay for the many drugs.
Yeah.
I like to though, you know.
It's because people want
support the economy.
People want just to get you to, you know, be normal, dude. Smoke
nah,
it off.
People want to fucking do drugs.
They can't accept the real me.
Yeah.
The twisted me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Can we talk about what the fuck is QAnon or whatever the fuck
that is? QAnon?
QAnon.
QAnon. Good job.
What the fuck is this?
Good job. Like,
what?
Come on, dude.
You fucking retard,
QAnon. It doesn't look like QAnon to you? It looks like QAnon?
It looks like QAnon.
It's a poster on 4chan.
It's the letter
goes Q, by
Q and then the word Anon.
Oh.
It's just like a collection of conspiracy theories. Like, it's like a super, like, it's like
Chan guys, because it's fun. I think most people just get swept up in it because it's fun, but it's not.
No, but now, like, 60-year-olds believe in it.
Yeah.
Now, like, baby boomers.
My mom asked me about it. Yeah. I think my mom's reading about that shit. But,
oh,
like,
God.
The,
Hell yes.
A lot of the, yeah, a lot, like, I don't remember, John Titor.
John Titties.
That was like an early internet thing. There was this guy, John Titor, that went on some forum and he claimed to be a time traveler. And he was like, yeah, I'm from like 20 years in the future. Like, there's a war that happens in like 2009 and it like destabilizes society. Like, I'm like basically a soldier, if you want to like call it that. And he's like, I went back in time, and he like explains like, meeting himself, he's like, it doesn't like do anything because I'm like, it's technically like a different dimension or whatever, something like that, you know. And then he had these like complex descriptions of his time machine and like diagrams of it, which like I guess 20 years ago would have been hard to produce in like Photoshop or whatever. But people were like, is this guy really a time traveler? And it's like, of course not, like, obviously not. It's like just like a fun social experiment by somebody,
right?
And, yeah, I mean, that's probably all that is. It's probably like a Subway ad campaign.
QAnon?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not Q-bert? Maybe they're rebooting
that's
Q-bert.
That's a good point, dude. Maybe it's Q-bert.
What if there's
that being said,
Q-bert?
I haven't looked into QAnon at all. I don't know what it means.
Is
or
it Q-bert molesting children?
It's also known as The Storm. It's like a collection of conspiracy theories, and this person purports to be a high-ranking member of the government with security clearance.
Hell yeah.
And there are some theories that some people think it's John F. Kennedy Jr. who faked his own death and now is posting on 4chan the truth.
If JFK Jr. faked his own death, he would be in like fucking Cabo.
Getting
Lucas,
his dick sucked.
Getting his little knob polished off.
Of course.
Okay. How about instead of JFK, it's Gay F. Gay?
Ask not what your penis can do for my mouth.
Ask not
what
how
my
you
mouth
can, yeah,
can do for your penis.
That's very kind. That's very nice.
Well, okay, you know what else, dude? What else is fucking wild? If we're talking Kennedys now, boys, what isn't it fucking
crazy?
My man
killed a woman.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That shit is so fucking wild.
It was funny because like I brought that up the other day. I don't know if I was talking to you, but that conversation about like whether you actually experience empathy or just like socially expedient for you to pretend like you do. And like Ted Kennedy, perfect example.
Clearly, does
here's
not
somebody that's lived a life dedicated to progressive causes and presumably cares about people, but
straight up
just murdered somebody.
And then drove away.
Because it's like he never really had to sacrifice anything to quote unquote be a good person.
Right.
And if you don't have to make any kind of sacrifice, you're not a good person.
Yeah.
Especially if in your heart is murder.
Yeah. Just letting a lady fucking drown.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't believe in like judgment or whatever, but I think like
I don't know. I think
whatever internal world you live in is
letting a bitch
whatever
die.
Whatever is the secular version of like a soul that you could possibly have is like, I mean, you should feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should kill yourself.
That should haunt
you
every day. You should just get to fucking die.
That's what that song
shit
in the air tonight.
Hero.
Huh?
Phil Collins in the air tonight?
Yeah.
It's about Chappaquiddick.
It's about Chappaquiddick.
Suck a hard dick? What about suck a hard dick? And it's Ted Kennedy.
That's good.
In a lake.
Well, yeah.
He's sucking a guy's cock.
Well, Sussudio is Italian for an apartment where you suck off other guys.
Yeah. It's a studio apartment. Yeah.
Welcome to my
welcome to my Sussudio. That's actually what that means.
Oh fuck. Are we getting rings on my desk, dude? Put a little piece of paper under our
coffees. We are getting rings on the desk.
Oh, you don't respect
I'm
the
I'm sorry,
wood.
Yeah. I'm sorry your IKEA desk
it
is.
It ain't IKEA, bitch. It's a standing Jarvis, motherfucker.
Jarvis.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was a Jarvis.
It's a fucking Jarvis. Show some respect, motherfuckers.
Whatever this is like laminate. You're not gonna get permanent rings on here.
That's not actual wood. That's
asterisk? I have no idea.
Just put a fucking piece of paper. There's a piece of paper right
there.
Put a piece of paper.
Whoa.
All right. Right there, motherfuckers.
There you go. Nice Looney Tunes mugs.
Thank you. Thank you so much for respecting my wishes. Mm-hmm. yeah. The Kennedys are some like, buck wild.
Like, yeah, Ted Kennedy, he's not a good person because he wouldn't, he murdered a woman. And then you're like, can you use a coaster? I'm like, fuck you. I will not be inconvenienced in any way.
Right? Yeah, get a little natural light in here, Adam.
Yeah, fuck your goddamn desk. I'm
I don't want to do something that will take me 3 seconds.
Right. It's all about like doing aggregate good, right? So that guy, Jimmy Savile, like raped like 2,000 kids.
What? Mm-hmm.
But he made the entire country.
He brought joy into
happy.
Their lives and bodies.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's so Jimmy Savile?
Jimmy Savile was the British Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he raped.
Which is like, Mr. Rogers is like. Mr. Rogers is like, you know, like.
Mr. Rogering.
Yeah.
That deserved more.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear that. Mr. Rogers is like the moments before critical mass happens in a nuclear explosion of like being a pedophile. So it's like, it's right up there. You've compressed the uranium as much as you can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you just add British. And
yeah.
If you look
just
stop.
The most pedophile explosion you could possibly imagine.
I'm going to show you a picture of this guy, and then you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's a pedophile.
Shout out to Mr. Rogers, though. He truly was a good-ass dude, man.
Yeah.
I want to watch that
don't
documentary.
Don't get Nick started. Nick's going to get heated.
Why, yeah. You don't like him?
No, I got a whole bit about that
Mr.
Rogers
Nick's
documentary.
New bit.
Oh, damn, I haven't heard it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to write new shit, and I am, and I will.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that this guy is a pedophile?
Oh, my God.
Can
Jesus
you believe
Christ.
That this guy...
Did he ever go to jail or anything?
I think so.
Maybe. Yeah, well, they caught him after like 40 years of
Jesus
raping every
Christ.
Single child.
Oh, my. Every kid that was just on the
every
show.
Kid in Britain.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. That's a lot.
I guess Louis Theroux did a documentary about him.
Louis Theroux's great.
He's the best.
Louis, yeah. How about Louis Theroux? And he sucks your
yeah,
dick.
Deep Theroux.
Yeah, how about Murder, She Throat?
I'm Angela Lansbury. I've never seen an episode of that.
Oh, look at this one. This
I used to watch
scary.
A lot of that show.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's Jimmy Savile.
I remember, because the show's so fucking old, I remember watching it one time, and she has to, like, question a woman whose job is she's a computer operator.
Hell yeah. Like, what an awesome job.
I know, like, what yeah. a... No
just
idea.
Just presses four buttons, buttons on it.
Yeah. That's like... It's weird because there's, like... time and like you know like periods in history or culture or whatever that have like an identifiable aesthetic to them
mm-hmm.
that time passes and it's maybe it's like a little bit before you were born or something that's like just out of touch and it sort of just gets like tucked away in history and then witnessing it sort of creates this like unease it's mm-hmm. like more of a feeling of death than looking at like old pictures
mm-hmm.
it's like just shit from like the early
right.
80s
just looking at a CD also
CDs don't do it for me
no?
but like an 8-track yeah
I see.
Or
a
like,
nice floppy disk
or like a woman that looks like Angela Lansbury driving a car that's clearly meant for an old black guy something about there was a time when like
that
a conservative
true.
Old lady was driving like a Ford Torino
a big
or
ass,
something
yeah,
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 just
yeah.
some big ass ranchero.
A big body car, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but something about that show and stuff from
what
that.
What about Angela Glansberry?
I like it.
She's got a cock.
She buries her glands.
In your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, time is a bitch, dude.
Yeah,
yeah
dude.
It's a flat circle.
Y'all ever think about fucking time, dude? Welcome to the Cometown experience.
I wish I could, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, dude. If you do DMT and do karate, you'll meet God. You'll meet him.
No joke, I have been doing a little bit of my own little fucking summer Fridays where I take hallucinogenics every Friday. And
summer
watch,
Fridays, dude.
And watch
How
Thor
was
it Ragnarok.
Acid?
It was awesome.
It was good?
Yeah, I just sat on the porch and looked at some antenna wobbling around for 2 hours.
I can't imagine your dumbass brain on hallucinogens.
Dude, it rules.
Just like, because expanding your mind would be like, what? Realizing that people in other countries speak different languages? Like, oh, damn.
Nah, dude, I don't even know what I think when I'm on that shit. Yeah. I just watch shit wobble. That's it, dude. And I watch Thor Ragnarok.
I laugh a ton when I'm on acid.
Oh, yeah.
Things everything is so
everyone's
fun.
Eyes are big when you're on mushrooms too.
Yeah. I don't think I could do anything anymore.
No mushies?
No anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. I think honestly, I think like really what caused this like the whatever fuck up thing happened to me was like just being overstimulated and then doing that Molly and then doing the cocaine. And I just like couldn't recover from.
Yeah.
Because I got really burnt out on all that coke.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't.
Yeah, you just fucking.
I just like I couldn't like get back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wasn't sleeping and shit. And
yeah, dude. That shit will fuck you up. Yeah. I tried to be sober, and I can't do it. I'm just going to wait until this MRI's over, till I know what I'm up against, because I'm getting very depressed.
It sucks that cocaine does that to you. It fucks up your blood pressure and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very
destroys your mind.
Yeah.
Because it's nice. You know, it's not even like...
It's not even that good,
it's not even great. It's just nice.
It's just kind of
okay. It's just nice to do.
It's like a nice cup of coffee in the
morning.
It's
like having to quit like milk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly.
It's exactly
like it comes out of cow's tits.
No, I like milk. I like drinking fucking milk.
Yeah, I got you.
To the extent that I like Nate Bargatze a lot. I think he's a really good comic, but he uploaded some video or a joke that he's doing about getting like a cup of milk at Starbucks because they thought that that's what he ordered.
Oh, that is a good
one. And he's like, yeah, I just asked for like a cup of milk, which I've never done in my life, especially as an adult. I'm just going to drink milk with a straw. And I sat looking at my phone. I'm like, fuck you, man. People like milk.
You would get milk at Starbucks?
No, of course not. No, it's a good joke and he's not wrong, but I do enjoy drinking milk.
What do you think of this, dude?
I mean, that's disgusting.
Oh, fuck.
Stav's only wearing bathing suits at this point. in the period of your convalescence where you're like literally, you're post-clothing.
Yeah.
I really am, dude. I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Let's get you that wheelchair, dude.
I want a wheelchair.
Well, shave your head, get me a hospital gown, and I'll push my obese nude friend around in a wheelchair.
In the park?
We could get so much shit for free if we were telling people I was dying.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I like the idea of... me dying of brain and you dying of body. And then Adam is just Jewish and profiting off the show still. Living a happy life with his wife.
I've licensed.
Maybe they're not wrong about the conspiracy.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I know.
How is it that you're the one that's weathered this storm?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm in good health.
It's true.
Dude, I have my own demons.
I know.
I'm fucking fucked up, dude.
He's psycho.
Dude, you are psycho,
man. I'm psycho.
How about Geico, right?
Yeah.
That's psycho insurance for guys only.
Yeah, just guys. It's a little man.
Uh-huh.
He's not a guy. He's not a Charmander or whatever.
Dude, I got
the Geico Gecko was the wrong way to go. They should have gone the Geico Psycho.
The Geico Psycho.
Like, you want to know how I got these cars?
These rates?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's good.
The Geico Psycho. Baby. Yeah, dude. Why not? They could do the caveman. That's stupid. The money stack. Mm-hmm. That's dumb.
You know they're doing a
They should get their own Flo, and she looks exactly like Flo, except her breasts are completely exposed.
Yeah, and they're
big. Just hanging out of their shirts.
They're juicy as fuck.
Big fucking dark ass nipples. Ooh. Ready to be sucked.
Flo is Louis J. Gomez's high school girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
They dated in high school.
Shut up. Is that real?
Flo and Louis.
Are you doing a bit?
No, they went to the same high school.
That'd be funny if they dated and she's just been living this life, like, not having to acknowledge her past, and she's so happy, and then slowly and quietly a storm builds and Lewis is gaining cultural power.
Yeah.
And then all these people are listening to him. He's like, yeah, dude, we used to have sex. And then they're like, sorry, we got to fire you from this campaign. We didn't realize your ex-husband was the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. And obviously that speaks so much onto your character nowadays when everybody's ready to be judged.
That you let a Puerto Rican inside your pussy.
You guys know that,
that's
bitch.
That's just not the progressive way, letting Puerto Ricans into your pussy.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to let you go, Flo. Should we be commercial actors, guys?
Try to sell shit.
What are these little socks you got here, Adam?
These?
Yeah.
Uniqlo.
Uh-huh.
Or no, not Uniqlo. What's the other Japanese place?
You need loads?
Muji.
Oh, Muji. I've been meaning to get a fucking...
Dude, Muji's sick.
I've been meaning to get a fucking
that
scent,
aroma
shit.
I would love to be able to, like, come in my pants on command. Mm-hmm. And just make videos of me going in the dressing rooms, putting on the pants, and then taping myself in the mirror going... just coming in them and then putting them back on the shelf. That'd be a cool...
You could just eat off in them.
No, it's funnier to, like, just be able to, like...
Yeah, to do it with your mind.
Your dick's soft.
I know, but... If you really want to get cum in jeans,
just completely soft.
To come
yeah.
soft.
Yeah. I know they don't fit. Thanks. Just walking out of the Uniqlo. Yeah.
I'll put these back.
I'll put them back. I'll do it. You don't have to. I'll fold them up and put them right back where they were on the shelf for someone else to take.
Do you ever watch that kind of porn where girls steal from
yes.
a store and they get caught and they have to go to the yes. back room
and suck
like,
a dick?
Mm-hmm. And they suck dick.
No, it's I've
like,
never.
It's like, come on.
Shoplifter porn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, how expensive are fucking bathing suits that you have to suck a man's penis for?
I them? Like that porn.
I do too, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes me feel bad, but I do like it a lot.
I don't know. I like
it's
it.
Weird. I don't really like any porn. I don't have any kind of preference or fetish. It's like zero.
Yeah.
I just like
not.
To see people suffer.
Yeah, I do too.
That's that's my kink.
But then I can't I can only fuck real hard like some of the time. It feels like a real production to really
maybe
have
my
real
dick,
rough
my dick
sex.
Doesn't really get hard anymore because it's like done pretending like it's into anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, I don't have any real problem. It's just like I don't give a shit anymore. Who
yeah,
cares?
I know.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, maybe your dick's trying to die, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you say you took that Viagra and your forearms just popped off?
Oh, yeah, dude. My fucking forearms look sick.
They're
just so vascular.
You're just going to start taking those shit.
Yeah, so you
like,
can look vascular?
Yeah, because, yeah, I mean, I already have pretty fucking vascular forearms, but, mm-hmm. yeah, dude. That shit
yeah,
fucking rocked.
Too. Me and Stav, too.
I have
look,
pretty
look at that fucking... Uh-huh. Look at all those weird... Look at all those weird muscles they got in there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's cool.
I
it
need
is
to get
cool.
my grip strength up.
Dude, my grip strength is... out of control now.
Are you still doing it?
Give me the softest one that you have.
Yeah. I think I might do a training program and try to close that Captains of Crush number 3. Because they put your name on the fucking website if you do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude,
yeah.
That's something to work for.
I mean, I can close the 2.5 like a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
What's
you,
a 3?
You can close Adam's dick a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My asshole is
a 3 is like, it's just, it's like weighted at like, I don't know, like maybe like 170 pounds. I
damn.
Don't know. Yeah.
To just lift with
give
your
me the
knuckles.
One, dude.
Well, the cr- yeah, to crush with
to
your hand.
To crush with
give
your
me
hand.
The one the next time you come over. You don't
right.
need it anymore.
The one might be too much for you.
Okay,
even.
Give me the 0.25.
Yeah, the 0.5?
0.5.
Maybe a good place to start.
Uh-huh.
What
uh-huh.
is it? Uh-huh. PSI or something?
Pussy square inches.
I don't know how they would, like...
Yeah, what is
yeah.
it?
Because, I mean, there's obviously different, like, points of leverage on the
sure.
handle, so I don't know where... I think it's like if you were to close it, you uh-huh. would have to put at the end of the handle that amount of weight pressing down on it for it to close.
Do you have to, how do they like verify that you've done the 3? Do you have to like send in a video?
They send a guy to your house
whoa.
Who brings a new one.
Cool.
They open the
are
package.
Are you kidding?
Up. No. And then everything has to be on video. They have to see it the whole fucking time.
That
they
rules.
Tape it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
for such a stupid thing.
Yeah,
it's such
yeah,
a funny,
yeah.
dude, grip training is such a funny subculture.
But those guys are strong as fuck.
Yeah, and a thing that no one gives a shit about at all. Yeah.
Their
they
hands
have,
are
there's
strong?
A whole, there's a whole world of it, because there's this guy they idolize, like, it's like, I forget, it's like grip boards. I mean, I have looked into it, because I do like grip training or whatever, but the this guy, like, Joe Kinney, I think his name is, who's just some, like, you can't even tell he works out. He's, like, some, like, skinny guy who's, like, the only guy to close, like, a number 4, which
damn.
They had to, I think, create
just
for him.
Just for him.
Yeah. And he's like, you know, he's like, I just remember reading that they said nobody could close it. And I said, well, I could do that. And it's like just the things people get fixated
yeah,
on
yeah,
and
yeah.
like their weird will to accomplish just some meaningless task.
Yes, yes, totally.
And those guys always have like a wife. That like doesn't quite get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They always have like a family and
yeah,
other things
well,
to.
You know, it keeps them busy, and you know, she does it in her spare time. I don't care.
Yeah, and then all these guys that'll post on there like, thank you so much for the input, Mr. Kinney. You know, like, just, they just like one day I'll close that number 3. You know, and there's something
do?
Nice about it. It's honestly, it's such like a simple fixation that like doesn't hurt anybody, and it's like. Just so dumb, and like you
yeah.
can't really be particularly aggressive about it because it's just closing. A
well, what can you do by having strong ass grip?
It does have carryover.
Yeah.
But that grip in like particular, like crush grip, doesn't. You know, it's not like there's 3 different types of grip you have. You have pinch grip, support grip, and crush grip.
Okay.
And so training crush grip has some carryover to like support grips. So you might be able to like deadlift heavier.
Okay.
With you know, out straps or chalk.
You could probably pop somebody's nuts out.
Yeah.
You could pop one nut out for somebody all through a skin.
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, that's there's cool. Yeah, there's not much carryover to anything. I've been out of the gym for a while, but I could like double overhand pull like 350, 360, like with both of my hands overhand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because I've like done, I think only because I've done like grip training stuff.
All right, yeah, I'm going to start grip training while I'm in the bed, dude. I'm going to have a strong-ass grip.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's also, why I started doing it is because I remember, like, years ago, I read that, like, that's, like, the best indicator of, like, health in old age is, uh-huh. like, maintaining good grip strength. So, I like, I don't know. It's just, yeah like, some kind of...
So, I'm going to be stronger than old men.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, when I started doing it, I did notice, like, even things like you're just carrying fucking groceries home, and it's like... Oh, I don't feel...
I'm not as tired.
Yeah, you're not as tired because it's like your hands will... Like, a lot of people just let their hands slack and then they carry things with their shoulders or whatever. Yeah. But if you can just...
Do it with your hands.
Yeah.
I got to start... Forearms. I got to. You know what? I'm going to do fucking curls. I got these Bowflex shits. I got to turn my life around, man.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy in this fucking place. Maybe I'll start writing a novel.
You should get one of those stationary bikes, like a Peloton... Stationary bike. Just set it up right here next to the standing desk in your bed.
You think so?
Have no, just no walking
no space.
Area.
Yeah. I'm just going to start doing that. I'm just going to start. Guys, you can't see it, but I'm doing bicycles with my fucking feet.
That's great, dude. You look great.
Dude, this feels good.
Yeah.
You should get into spin class like those, like rich.
Dude, I'm doing
it's so funny that people
workouts.
Get mad at me for being like, like, oh, no, he's just some, like, mental health faggot or whatever. And then I can, like, just waste 20 minutes of the show talking about grip training.
Give us more like, of that shit.
This show sucks, dick. And it always has. It's never been a good show ever.
Nah, dude. Angela Glansberry? Come on.
That was good. Yeah, that was a high point in this episode, probably.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I just... every day is a fucking struggle not to just... You know, jump out the fucking balcony.
You're like Rapunzel. Like you're
I really
like,
am, dude.
But you Same. Can't grow hair.
Yeah, I'm negative Rapunzel.
You're like stuck in a tower.
If only I got my hair back.
Yeah. You should grow your hair out so some suitor can climb up
I
it.
I should. Just stringy ass bullshit hair. Speaking of which, Brian Urlacher went into the fucking Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Linebacker, Bears linebacker here, Nick.
I know who Brian Ehrlichman is. Okay? You don't have to fucking explain to me who Ryan Edelson is. I don't even know these people. I'm not embarrassed by not knowing who they are. It's
anyway,
cool.
Hall of Fame linebacker.
In fact,
for
I know
the
more
Bears.
Than you about whatever
you're
we're
right,
talking
you're
about.
Right.
He's a
he was
brother.
Bald as shit his whole career.
I knew that already.
He has hair
and then
now?
He went to the fucking Hall of Fame. He got in the Hall of Fame yesterday. The motherfucker has beautiful hair.
He went to the hair club for men?
Yes, dude. I'm about to ask Brian who his guy is because it looks great.
You
got
to go to the Bosley Institute, baby.
I will go to the Bosley Institute. It looks good. If these are the first plugs that I've seen that I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I think in my 50s.
It's so funny. I read the hair loss talk forums also. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically
just
like
for fun.
I'm in all the. I'm like read all these forums.
Just divorced man. Yeah. Grip strength. Yeah. Hair. Yeah, like the only thing a fat piece of shit divorced guy can get strong is his grip.
Basically, all these things for like kind of just like broken guys that like just I don't know, kind of help me put things in perspective or whatever. And the hair loss talk guys. There's like, you know, they'll have these like novel solutions to hair loss that like people get excited about. And everything's kind of on like a 2 or 3 year research cycle. So people will split off into different camps and they'll have like different treatments that they sort of fanboy about and they think like, oh, this is gonna be the one, you know.
Right.
And there was this lotion by this guy, Dr. Bratsu.
Hell yeah.
The Bratsu lotion that was supposed
a great name, yeah, the Bratsu lotion.
And I watched it for like months. I watch guys get excited about it, and then like these really pessimistic, like incel bald guys are like, "It's not gonna fucking work. Nothing will ever work. Yeah. We're just destroyed. Our lives will never be good. Just accept it." You know, and they're like livid that someone would attempt to do anything. And then there was a conference with the Bratsu thing back in April. And, you know, people are like, this is it. This is we're going to reveal the results. We're talking about 5 years of hair growth coming back. This is it. And, of course, it's underwhelming. It shows, like, slight amounts of hair regrowth, but it's not really, you know, yeah, they it's still not a don't full know. Head of hair. It's not a full head of hair. It's like minimal. It's like lighting and shit. Mm-hmm. It just turns out to be like a scam. And then just people like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number. You know, it's like, you know,
this was it, boys.
Yeah. No. And it's just like, and then they're just so broken by it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like, I get that, man.
Yeah.
I understand, like, just wrapping everything in your life up in this just like dumb, superficial,
yeah.
like insecurity.
If I just got, I'm not a fucking dumb bitch loser. It's my hair. If I had hair, I'd be
only,
cool.
And then in moments like that, like there has to be a part of you that's like, you're wasting your life worrying about this
thing.
That's what makes you want to kill yourself.
Yep.
It's not the hair thing.
No. It's the realization.
Yeah.
How much it meant to you.
Right.
Like, yeah, okay, it's gone, but I have so much other shit I could be working on.
Yeah.
Yep, it does suck, but you know the Lord only tests those that are strong enough to handle it.
That's
you two
true.
Are weak. You could never lose your hair.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, is strong.
Dude,
man.
I thought I was losing my hair a couple years ago. And I was
yeah,
terrified.
It was really annoying.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
so
that's all Nick
that would
wanted
be
to
so
talk
funny
about
if you were bald.
It would
He's
suck.
Like, I'm fucking bald, dude.
Yeah,
I'm bald.
That would fucking rule for me, dude. I want Eldest to go bald. So
well, bad. My hairline did recede like a centimeter.
Yeah.
And then, which, by the way, it grew back.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's like not. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah, your hairline looks fine.
Yeah. It's my hairline is exactly where it was when I was 23.
Yeah.
It's just because I spent like a year mm-hmm. pushing my hair back and wearing hats, and I got like a little bit of like traction alopecia mm-hmm. in the corners.
That's what do you thing? Do if you're a trans person, but you're like bald when you're a guy? You're like, you know, 40
biologically
year old guy.
Yeah, dude, Grace Jones. You get melanin treatments.
Yeah, just go everywhere in blackface.
Is it okay for trans people to do blackface if they were already bald men who were trying to be Grace Jones?
I think that's fair.
More
that's
at
a fair
11.
Question.
Dateline tonight. Blackface okay for bald men who become trans women?
I think you just wear a wig.
Lester Holt investigates.
Probably.
What does Lester Holt do, CNN?
No.
He goes to like
NBC, I think. Yeah, NBC.
Lester Holt is
he was on 30 Rock.
That was
Rock
a bald white man who became trans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. now,
now he's in use.
Short for Molester Holt. Molester Holt would have been a better name for Chris Hansen.
That's true.
H-A-L-T.
How did it become Chester the Molester, not Lester the Molester? Lester makes more sense.
They both rhyme with molester.
Yeah, but Lester's basically molester.
Yeah, but there's more Chesters than Lesters.
I guess that's true.
I guess you really shouldn't name your son either.
Yeah, don't name your son anything that rhymes with molester.
I mean, my name rhymes with dick, and I remember as a little kid, I remember like thinking about my parents. I'm like, why did they do this to me?
Yeah.
You know, why would you do this to me?
Do you remember that SNL sketch with Nicolas Cage, and he was like really. It was like him and his wife were naming their kid, and he was so like.
Was it he hosting or was
he was
it
hosting? And his wife was like, "What about he was?" She would say something like, "What about Nick?" He's like, "Yeah, Nick the dick," and like you know. And then at the end, they're like, "God, you're so pushy." And then at the end, his name is Asswipe Johnson. it's like, why are you like this? And then Rob fucking whatever. What's his name? Rob
Riggle.
No, the fucking
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider just comes in. He's like delivery for. Asswipe Johnson. He's like, it's Asweep.
Yeah, like, I remember that.
That's a good ass.
That
sketch.
Was that Mad TV?
No.
That was SNL.
That was SNL. It was.
Asweepe.
Yeah, Asweepe.
Yeah.
Asweepe.
But that was because there was also wasn't there a Mad TV sketch with like luchador wrestlers and one of them name was like El Asso Wipo.
I don't remember, but yes.
Goddamn,
probably.
I was watching Mad TV sketches the other day. The Michael McLeod and Jasmine Wayne. Sketches.
What is that?
It was like characters they would do. They were supposed to be like, I guess, early 90s, like white R&B, you know, like,
like a musical duo. Yeah.
And they would like, you know, like Time Life Classics. It's Michael McLeod and Jasmine Wayne, and all their music was always just like, you are the love of my life. 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 You are the, you know, and it just repeats like that, which is like so funny. But then they would always do like behind the music things and like, you know, he's like, you know, it'll be because it was Will Sasso is the guy. He's like, when we got the call to be on this special, and she's like, when I got the call, you know, he's like, okay, I mean, yeah, you got the but for us. So when we got the call, she's like, well, we didn't. I got the call. You know, he's just like losing his mind. Yeah, bitch. Yeah, she just annoys the shit out of him. And they fucking despise each other.
Yeah,
I don't know. That was it was like such great character. That show was fucking great. That show ruled, dude. I fucking love that show so much. And you know, I like, and because people message me and they say, and you know, I'm not trying to humble brag, but they say, you're a hero, you're a living god. And I agree with these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And the show literally brought my mom back to life after she was raped to death by...
Cumtown.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
It did that?
Yeah. No.
People message Nick, that kind of stuff. No, I got you, Nick. I'm paying
attention.
Okay.
You know, this show. I guess Mad TV did that for me. So I guess I can kind of understand it. I say, how could your mom... How could the show? They're like, you know, I'm homeless, but I still pay $10 every month.
I pay Nazi pricing.
I pay $15 every month, and I'm in jail right now being sodomized every day for a crime I didn't commit. So, I mean, obviously, I can't understand the pain that you're going through as a rich man who had a mental breakdown about too much success, which you can't. I'm sorry, but
yeah,
I may be sounding selfish here, but you as a rape victim will never understand the pain of not knowing what to buy next.
Like, that's true.
You just don't know what it feels like.
We all have our own journeys, you know? Yeah.
And trust me, my position is much worse than yours.
Of course
I don't want to.
So many more people experience what you're experiencing than what we are experiencing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
This is a rare
thing. There's a lot
of
people out there whose son has a brain tumor.
Right.
Not many people have already bought the $800 racing wheel.
Right.
You don't understand what it's like.
I know.
But no, yeah, Mad TV was like,
it was the best.
Yeah, I remember being just like a fucking loser, and I loved that show. And like, it's nice to revisit.
I don't know what piece of media really made me feel good. You know, my favorite
Austin
movie,
Austin Powers.
When I was like 10,
I loved it so much.
Oh yeah, dude.
When I was 11, my favorite shit was Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, yeah. I fucking
that was my
loved
favorite
it.
Movie, yeah. dude.
I love
what
Night
is love,
the
baby, don't hurt me.
Shouts out Colin Quinn, he was great in that.
Maybe I should get into singing on the show.
Yeah,
you're not a bad singer.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I got a little bit of cold right now, so deaf. there's a little bit of resonance in my nasal cavity that's fucking it up. But
dude. I loved Chris Kattan, and my dad, it used to piss my dad off, because he was like, he's gay. How could you like him?
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
You know what? You know what's good for learning how to be better at singing?
Yeah.
Is you just do an impression.
In an accent.
You do an impression of singing. You think about it as doing an impression rather than actually singing.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess the prerequisite for that is that you're already good at impressions.
Does it ever piss you guys off how British people sing in an
in
American
English
accent?
An American accent, yeah.
No.
That fucking
like
pisses me off.
Stay with your own shit, Spice
Girls.
Yeah,
do your own accent. Yeah. You got
I'll
own...
tell you what I want, what I really want.
Dude, that's honest. That's honest.
That is honest.
That's where they're from, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're not from
Adele,
fucking
you fucking
Ohio.
Bitch. Yeah. Sing in an English accent, you fucking...
You fat idiot.
You fat cunt.
Or maybe we should just start doing it that way.
What if we become British singers?
When I was 17, I had a very good year.
Had a very good year.
And something happened or something. And now I'm a little bit older. And now I'm 21.
Yeah, who's that one guy that does sing British? Is that King Cruel?
You know, the
He's
Killers
British.
Do that.
Yeah.
The Killers do that shit.
They sing British.
They sing
but
British.
No. The fucking Mr. Brightside. That.
Oh, Mr. Brightside.
That guy sings kind of British.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, that's the Killers.
The Killers.
And they're sucking my dick.
The Killers, yeah.
So why did I say
ass.
The Killers do that? And you go, no.
Oh, no. I was responding to stuff.
Oh.
So
just checking,
say?
Just policing
King
a little
Cruel
bit.
King Cruel is from London.
Yeah, I know, but he sings British, so respect to him.
Yeah, respect to him. Yeah,
he's the only British musician I respect.
Have you ever
King
seen
Cruel.
A picture of him?
No.
Like compared to what his voice sounds like,
he's
very
like a little
funny.
Skinny white guy.
Yeah, he's like looks like a child. He looks like Ron Weasley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me get some of that Ron.
He sings like this. But he sings like this.
You know, a piece of media I watched recently was The Thief.
It was Ron John's Surf Shop. That was a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ron John?
Yeah.
Captain Surf Ron?
Shop. Now, people used to wear that.
Yeah, it was a dumbass little shirt.
Ron John and Von Dutch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember No Fear?
Of course.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I have a No Fear fanny pack somewhere in this room that I bought in Greece when I was 12 years old.
I had a No Fear shirt that I got out of a church lost and found that I thought was so cool.
Tight.
No Fear was awesome for like a fat little kid, dude.
Yeah.
That's what you thought tough was.
Yeah, I lived in like a landlocked state. I would wear like Quicksilver, Billabong. Mm. I'd wear all the fucking surf brands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No Fear.
That's not surf, dude. That was streetwear.
I thought it was surf.
No, fuck no. No.
Mm-hmm. I had a pair of board shorts that were No Fear.
No, I mean, they might have dipped their toes into the fucking...
Into the ocean.
Aquatic apparel.
Dude, can you please get better and go to surf school in Australia? I just want to see you in a fucking wetsuit.
I hope
so.
I hope I can surf by the time...
That's how I know the medicine isn't working. I still have that feeling of, like, October.
Yeah.
I'm dreading this trip.
No, it's gonna be awesome. October's close. No, it's going to be great. We're going to feel great afterwards. It'll be fun.
We should take a vacation.
We'll have fun. It'll be like a vacation, too.
No, it's going to be stressful, dude. It's like it's going to be a lot of travel, a lot of big shows. It's like there's no way this is going to be
stressful. How big are the venues?
How about this? Fuck Australia. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I don't give a shit about all
those idiots. Cocksuckers think of us.
Yeah.
Suck my fucking dick, Australia. You hear that? But still,
okay,
please
well
come
also,
out to the shows.
Yeah, but you know, you say that, and like you obviously care about your fucking craft, and you work on it all the time.
Yeah, but this podcast is stupid. Who cares?
Yeah, thanks a lot for fucking
if
Eric
we do stand
Dana.
Up. Yeah, that'll be cool.
We are doing stand up.
We're doing stand up.
We have to do podcasting and stand up.
Great. That's why. So you guys better get ready to find out about dating in New York City.
Yeah.
We're going to really bring the heat.
And eating pussy. I got three separate eating pussy bits.
Yeah.
And I'm doing all of them. What's up?
They don't eat pussy in Australia.
Nah, they do it upside down. They do it sideways.
We eat pouch.
Eat pouch?
Yeah.
I'm going to stab your pouch.
Yeah,
mate.
We love to chef the pouch.
Chef the pouch.
Yes, everybody loves chomping pouch.
Chomping pouch. Weetabix.
As I pulled my dangler out and I said I'll get it hard in a second as long as I chomp your pouch for a minute. Just Australian dirty talk. Maybe you can pull up and chomp my ball stangler over here. And I'll
my ball stangler.
No, it's going to be fun, dude.
I'm sure it will. It's fun. Just, you know, it is stressful.
And we should go
I gotta
to
stop
Japan
lying
after.
About things stressing me out. I think that's a big problem. I don't give a shit about this.
Okay, I got you.
No, there are stakes involved. I do want to be good at my job.
You're probably stressed too about Caroline's, but you're going to
Caroline's
do great.
Is, yeah, it's very fucking stressful, dude.
Buy tickets, by the way, to our boy Little Nicky. He's going to be in fucking Caroline's Times Square August, what is it, 9th, 10th, 11th?
Yeah.
10th, 11th?
I'm excited about it. I mean, yeah.
Five shows.
Fun. We did Big Hunt, and those were fine, I guess.
Yeah. No, you're going to do good. And then also the 12th, we're going to be at the motherfucking Auto Bar, Baltimore, baby, live show. Come out to that. That's going to be all three boys. And then I'll be that next weekend in Baltimore also, the 18th at Suspended Brewing Company. And then before that, the 17th, Charlottesville. Please come out and see, buy tickets to that at the Southern.
Jews will not replace us.
And then...
Are you going to have a
so I'm doing
torch?
A little Charlottesville, Baltimore.
Oh, by the
Philly
way,
swing.
On the last episode, the guy I couldn't remember his name is Tommy NC 2010.
Oh, yeah, the fedora
the,
guy.
The fedora
oh,
open
yeah,
mic
guy. That was incredible. Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I didn't watch the whole
it's
thing.
It's like an hour long.
It's 31 minutes long.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was
but
so good.
It should be a TV show.
Yeah.
That
it
was
had 100,000 views.
That was a pilot, yeah.
That was incredible.
I used to love that guy.
I would watch that show.
Yeah.
Did he have more videos? I didn't even check because I was watching.
I think he did, but I spent a lot of time on that video because it contains so much and it's such a portrait of such an absurd guy.
Yeah.
That, like, it. I remember being, like, overwhelmed when I saw it because when I saw it, it was years ago.
Yeah.
It was before I think a lot of people knew who he was.
It was. In fact, I think you showed me because I remember those comics.
Yeah.
And I think I know. Either I know them personally or I know someone's sister.
One or two of them I think I met when I went through the South once.
Where was it? Asheville or some shit like that?
Somewhere around there. Either Asheville or Nashville.
Yeah. What about Asheville?
A lot of people don't know this, but Asheville and Nashville are actually the same town.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
They're not different places.
I did not know that.
They're
both.
It's kind of like a Boston-Austin thing.
Yeah. Same place.
Same exact place.
Same place in two different locations.
Man, my trip to Austin was depressing as hell this last time around.
We should go to Austin, dude.
Because
I was just there.
You got to solve a crime.
No, not because I was solving the crime. It's just like, you know, you fucking...
You have to go bad.
A thing means something to you, and then it doesn't anymore, and then you see it, and you want it to feel anything, and you don't, and it's like...
Oh, I know that feeling, bro.
Yeah, life is just going to be this process of me cherishing things, and then they mean nothing to me, and I don't remember anything that I learned or really what bearing it had on my development, and
yeah,
It's just, you know,
but it's in there.
Well, sure, it's in there, it is to have like a, to have it be actually present around me and to feel nothing. Mm. It's like feeling death a little
bit. Yeah, that sucks. That's how I feel about DC.
It's how I feel about going to see my grandma and like, you know, she doesn't remember who I am.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
Like the city has dementia.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, Nick and I went to
and we're
Florida
just staring blankly into each other's eyes, feeling nothing.
So
I know what you mean.
We went to Florida Avenue Grill, and we're like, oh, yeah, this place rules, dude.
Also, Jeff Steinbach.
We
saw Jeff Steinbach there.
Oh, my God.
And,
stop. Did
really?
We tell you?
Yeah, yeah. No, and so yeah, I go up to him. I'm like, hey, can we get a picture with you? And he's like, I really don't want a picture.
He's like, absolutely not. I'm not going
like,
to do
I don't,
that.
He's like, I'm good. I don't want a picture. And then he's like, oh, by the way, Adam, I heard you on DACA's thing. It was very good.
Oh, that guy wouldn't take a picture?
He wouldn't take a picture.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah, I felt like sort of bad for like 2 minutes afterwards.
Fuck him.
But then fuck him.
Yeah.
He was like, I wrote an article that I probably shouldn't have written about sexism on the left. And I was like, Jeff, don't worry, dude. We came out of that thing looking the best out of anyone.
It's like, I didn't give a shit.
The best out of anyone.
Give a shit at all what you think.
Yeah, yeah. The people interviewed, anyone else that was like, associated with it or who wrote
Everyone
wrote the
thought
article.
You looked stupid.
You
came off, you embarrassed yourself professionally
we
and creatively.
We called you unfuckable on our podcast.
Oh, yeah. We went in on how
people.
Ugly you were.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which by the way, not as ugly in real life.
No, no, really. Jeff looks okay.
The guy's
so he's
just
got a horrible headshot.
Yeah, he's particularly unphotogenic because staring at him straight on makes you think that there's like a grander depth to his babyish mouth that sits so far behind that hook nose. But when up close,
he's got a big schnoz.
Yeah, in profile, it's. You know, manageable. You can at least process this man visually and not want to vomit or.
But it was so funny. His friends, like, we were talking to him and he was, like, visibly nervous. And then I kind of felt bad.
He was
we
Adam
like
saying
making...
this man was scared of Adam. Yeah.
No,
know?
No, no. Because
Adam,
we like,
Adam's an intimidator.
No, we walked past and then we waved.
Dale
and then,
Earnhardt.
Like, we... and then we walked back and we're like, Jeff.
That's
let's
not,
get a pic.
No. We walked past. I'm like, oh, that's Jeff Stein. And then I said, like, let's. And then I turned around and I said, let's go see if we can get a picture with him. But we weren't like, Jeffy. Yeah, that wasn't happening. This is
said,
a work
Jeff.
Of fiction that Adam is creating.
I'm not making a work of fiction.
It's an absolute fabrication.
Maybe I'm putting a little, sprinkling a
You're
little
You're making
stank.
Yourself sound cooler than.
Have you seen a little movie by the name of Big Fish? Okay. It's about how all stories are fake and lies.
How about, never mind.
That's awesome. Shout out to Jeff.
And he's like, what? So I'm just like a motherfucking fish? Is that who I am? To
I'm
you?
Big ass fish.
Just a fish, huh?
No, not a big one. Adam.
Yeah, come on, Adam. God damn it. It's so obvious.
Oh, I thought it was big blank.
Why would it be that? Why would that? Anyway.
Why would I just not say that?
Anyway. Wow, so shouts out to Jeff. Still doing good work.
Anyway, yeah, so I felt sort of bad. And then I was like, don't worry, dude. We came out of that looking all right. And he was like, absolutely. You guys looked great.
You lied. You guys were. I really don't want a picture.
Yeah. He's right, though. That's a good move on his part.
He made the right
And
call.
Then whoever. He shouldn't take a picture. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I was like,
yeah.
We're not trying to fuck with you. And it's like, I'm
that's all we do. Our entire existence is fucking with people.
Yeah.
He's like, I heard you on DACA's podcast. And I was like, what the fuck are that's you talking
right.
He's like, DACA?
Didn't even, it's like.
DACA the girl?
There's no reason to even say that, but so blatantly just lying to try and establish any kind of middle ground. To get us to go away.
Yeah.
And then his friends were like, Jeff, what's going on?
Yeah, his dork ass. Yeah, his weird friends.
Dork ass friends.
His weird friends, because you know they just sat there at breakfast going like, remember homework? You know? I really miss that.
And then he's like, don't worry. I know these guys.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
calm down.
Jeff, our Uber's here. Our Uber's here. He's like, guys, I have to get this Uber. I'm terribly sorry. And we're like, don't worry about it, dude. I kind of felt bad, like we made him nervous, or like
he
was like,
he should have been.
But then afterwards, I was like, well, fuck.
And then he like just he runs back into his apartment, goes in the bathroom, and he's like, ah, just beating off. He's like, you're a faggot. You're such a faggot. Everyone thinks you're a faggot.
I have to go.
Just like coming as hard as he's ever come his entire life.
Yeah, that was so
his prostate
weird.
Hurts.
I wish, dude. I wish I could just. That would be great if I could just be publicly humiliated and be into that.
Yeah.
Because it would be so easy for me. I'm in a perfect position to just. Mm-hmm. If I could turn this like mental health breakdown into a way to make me come, God damn.
That would be nice.
What a beautiful life to live.
Yeah.
Just being publicly abused and coming from it.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I want to come because of big, soft titties.
Yeah.
And kisses on my neck and mouth. Yeah. And
kisses
chest,
on your neck
and
mouth. Yeah. Don't you like getting your dick ridden and then
I don't
a
like
kiss
being
on the neck?
Touched in any way by anybody.
What?
Really, no, I said like that touching. Jokingly, but it is kind of.
Would you fuck, Nick, would you fuck in a hazmat suit with just the dick part cut out?
Of course, J style, baby. That's
what's
like
J?
Jew.
Jew style? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
hole,
some,
the hole, yeah,
hole,
yeah.
Some
yeah.
Hebrew ass P-U-S-Y, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I saw some of those kids the other day and got so sad.
What?
Those Hasid kids.
Yeah.
It was raining outside and this one kid was just dancing. And I was like, oh, God, that's tragic. He lives, like, in the shitty community where he's like...
Remember
well,
the movie The Indian in the Cupboard?
Yeah, of course. That movie used to bum me out.
I don't know if I said it on the show before, but it used to confuse me because he also had a friend that was Indian.
Yeah, that's true.
And I didn't know which one the title referred to. Obviously, one of the Indians. Mm-hmm. I just thought that there was some other... There was something artistically that I wasn't properly interpreting.
Wasn't that movie kind of sad?
It was just shitty.
It was shitty?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, a lot of kids' movies suck.
Yeah,
because
it's like a toy, but then like the kid understands that the Indians were persecuted, and it's about oppression.
Fuck,
and then he has an
that.
Indian friend.
I didn't realize
Is
that.
It about oppression?
I think so. I mean, the kid understands, like, learns the story of American Indians, and then, you know, the Indian's lonely because he doesn't have a wife or whatever. The kid doesn't have, like, a friendly relationship with the Indian.
Oh, I didn't realize
It's like that. A man trying to live his own life, and he just becomes this, like, plaything for the child.
Well, isn't it a toy that he puts in the closet?
It's a toy
it
that he puts
animate?
In the closet,
yeah.
And then it becomes an actual man.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, I can barely pull the... plot
he
out of my memory, but I mean, it feels like it's like, you know, I guess some sort of metaphor for the relationship.
For being in the closet.
Well, for being in the closet,
he's like,
yes.
Oh, I'm not gay.
And then he goes and fucks the kids.
But also, contemporary American attitudes towards Native American identities, where it's been sort of like absorbed into American culture, but it's like, operates
we
kind of as like
we
genocided them and now we treat them as like this plaything that they're like, oh, we're brave or whatever.
Yeah.
Not a joke, but I mean, not like a source of mockery, but that's exactly the argument for like sports teams. Like, no, it's a tribute. And it's like, you have no way of tributing these people.
Yeah, these people that we,
it's not like, would you have a team called the Jews? It would be like if Nazi Germany had a team called the Jews.
Yeah. As a memorial.
Yeah.
As the Bayern Munich Jews.
Yeah.
They should change their shit.
Yeah.
Big ass Jews. I mean, like, what was I going to say? Yeah, and they also, all of them now have diabetes and alcoholism.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. You know what movie I was watching? I've been watching a lot of movies. I watched Blue Chips. And
yeah, dude, Penny and Shaq.
Penny and Shaq. And
that was
before
they were both on the.
On the Magic.
The Magic. They met there.
And I just like couldn't get into the movie because it's like, yeah, you should pay athletes. Who cares about paying them? It's like this big moral problem. And it's like, no, Nick Nolte, you're being an asshole. The booster is right.
Well, yeah,
those guys should get paid.
Yeah.
Well, another funny movie I watched was The Thief, which is very good.
Thief. It's just called Thief.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thief.
Yeah.
James Caan.
Michael Mann.
Michael Mann's first.
That's a great movie.
It's really good.
His
there's
first.
A point where he's trying to get. There's some great unintentional. I mean, just some great, like, of the times racism. Uh-huh. He's trying to get a fucking kid. He's going to an adoption agency, and they won't let him because he's a...
single man.
Because
he's a gay single man.
He's a convict.
He's
ex-con.
A homosexual man living by himself.
No, and they're like, look, sorry, there's so many people on the waiting list. We can't give an ex-con. And he's like, all right, I'll take whatever you got. I'll take a black kid. I'll take a chink kid. whatever you got laying around. And it's like...
I just fucking laughed so fucking hard, dude. I watched Tootsie the other night. And they didn't, I guess because trans wasn't a thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like the response to people finding out that he was a man was that he was gay.
Yeah, of course.
That he was dressing up like a woman because that's what gay people do.
Still, that's still what...
But you say that with like this like mocking tone as if that doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? Of course. No, it doesn't make sense. Gay guys don't dress up as women.
Yeah, but I mean, like, gay being an umbrella term for, like, LGBT or queer identities prior to all of these micro distinctions.
But that still is what most people think in the world.
Yeah, but it's like...
Most people think that, probably. Yeah.
Right.
People in fucking Albanians and shit like that think that.
Uh-huh.
That's
what, but there was... I mean, and I don't know, but I mean, I would assume that, like, if there were trans people with a trans as modern description of a transgender identity in 1950, they themselves are probably like, yeah, I guess I'm gay. I feel like a woman.
Well, that's a man. That's what they thought. So, I mean, 1981.
Right. So it's not like, how dare they thought they were women?
I think that
it, like the first ones.
If you thought you were a woman prior to any exterior description of a transgender identity, you would assume you were gay because that's the closest thing it fits into.
Uh-huh.
If you had no way of describing.
Pioneering ass trans people that thought like in the 70s that it fucked up, like had really hard titties and shit.
There was that trans woman who was at Stonewall who like got her head bashed in.
Is her name Martha?
And then got banned from Facebook for referring to herself as she's like, yeah, an old tranny like me. And then she got banned from Facebook for saying the word tranny.
No.
Yeah,
it's a good world to live in.
Yeah.
What?
Cool. Where she got suspended.
Honestly, fuck Facebook though,
yeah,
dude.
It's so gay.
Fuck Mark. Zuckerberg, you cock.
Yeah, everyone hates him. Like,
I might get off Instagram soon.
Are you?
Yeah, just because it's like, why not complete the...
The trifecta?
Right.
Yeah.
I got to figure out a way to get banned, and I can't do it intentionally because that's not how the game works.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to push
the
limits.
Isn't by thinking it, isn't that intentionally?
No, you just have to have disdain for it and let that come out through your art. The art of posting.
The art of posting. Yeah. Sun Tzu.
Yeah, yeah.
The art of posting. You should write the art of posting and then kill yourself. That would be incredible.
It would become a Bible.
That would be great.
Just fucking nerds 400 years from now reading it.
Well, I was laughing about the other day imagining like, so the goal is with the Netflix guy and Papa John, both of them got in trouble for using the N-word referentially.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes. Saying someone else said it.
Which like,
I don't care
to defend it. But like,
no, he said that
you do have
Colonel
to,
Sanders said it.
You do, you do.
But that's not true, though.
It's not true, and you know that guy is like fucked up in other ways. I also don't give a shit about CEOs. I don't give a shit about some fucking executive.
Yeah.
But you do have to, like, at least pause and be like, people shouldn't be getting in trouble for referential use of the N-word. The argument, like, well, it's still damaging to people, shouldn't be accepted. I really don't care. That's like one of those things where it's like, you know, you have to like maintain some kind of distinction between the two. If the guy's like, now you can be careful because sometimes we'll use it referentially knowing that it'll trigger somebody or whatever.
Right, I mean,
there's ways around it.
Sure.
Ryan Stout used to do that joke about how like, I never say the N-word. I don't even say vinegar, you know, but if you were like saying vinegar, knowing that the content of the word contains it, you know,
obviously,
I mean, if you can be honest with yourself about it. Anyways, the point is, is that so the goal ultimately, I guess, is to get to a point where the N-word doesn't exist at all, either referentially or anybody using it, just to erase it from memory, because that would be an ideal circumstance, I'm assuming, for the people that have a big problem with the word, right?
But black people are going to say it.
Well, yeah, but you would have to make them stop saying it too, otherwise, it'll continue to exist forever. But let's say if you got rid of the N-word, the problem will then it'll become an anachronistic slur, sort of this like blaspheme that is from forever ago.
It'll be funny again, like WAP.
It won't be funny again. What it'll be is like a weird curse word that only extreme nerds use, like zounds. And then they'll just be like nerds going around being like, and a good chariot speed to you, nigga. You know, it'll just become this bizarre thing that nerds say only because it's from the past.
Yeah, right.
And that's what that. And you don't want to create that.
Theory, yes.
You don't want a bunch of Renfest guys going around.
Although, I think that's a funny.
It's a funny outcome.
Yeah.
Certainly.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
To go buy a fucking big turkey leg and sit in the Ren Fair and just hear a bunch of fucking guys say it over and over again.
Now, I know I violated my own rule there.
You did.
Yeah,
I did.
You did not say it referentially. You said it. You said it the way I said
it. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, which is like...
Isn't that kind of how Papa John said
it? I said the only
though?
Thing that Trump can do now is say, and then I said...
I would love to take a college course on this.
Being able to say the N-word, different ways to say the N-word.
Yeah, this semantic contextualization of the N-word and when it's appropriate. And then it's just
what is the appeal
professor
of it?
Coming in the class, just dropping it off,
smiling, just an incredibly racist guy, just ear to ear smiles. Now,
is it wrong? Is it right? In what circumstances? Welcome to class. And then fucking, there's a guy with an electric guitar for some reason.
What is it?
Welcome to cool college.
What is so? You're fascinated. By it, right? Because it's a taboo.
It is interesting, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm fascinated.
It's a word
by
that
it.
Has power in culture, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll agree there.
I'm just like I don't know. Is it because it's the thing you're not allowed to do?
Probably.
Maybe I'm not fascinated by it. I mean, it's also like kind of the niche that this show is in.
Sure,
who
yeah.
I am. I mean, it's a thing that I do have to.
Our show, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like when a pizza guy says it, and loses his empire. That's like, that's our fucking wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
Papa John says it, and he, you know, is like the stocks plummet. But it's like anybody who knows anything about pizza delivery or the world. Would be out of their fucking mind if they didn't think every single Papa John's delivery driver
is just shouting that.
Is thinking it every fucking time.
In their car.
They have to take a pizza to certain neighborhoods. I mean, you're out of your mind if you don't think that that's what's going on.
Yeah. That is true.
But that's the kind of shit that, you know, it's like, oh, well, we'll just let it.
That was a
slide.
Did you catch a whiff of that fart, man?
That's bad. That was bad.
And ultimately, like getting mad at Papa John for saying something like that doesn't really address or solve any kind of problem.
No.
It doesn't do anything. But
well, it just makes people feel good, like
God,
they solved
so funny
something.
He said it though.
Sort of
sure.
Like
on that
sort of
PR
like
call.
Me too.
Yeah.
The Colonel
used
to say.
Colonel Sanders used to say.
No, he fucking did it, dude.
Yeah.
He rules. John, whatever the fuck is that fucking.
I mean, it's just like, obviously, I mean, the reason he should be removed from his job is because, like, a CEO should be better at
should understand,
making decisions
than
that.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever, man. Fuck, John.
Whatever, man. This shit's boring. Who cares?
This shit's boring. Who cares, man? What should I do with the rest of my day? I'm back on drugs.
I'm gonna
I'm
gonna take a nice big SHTI.
Take it in Eldis' bathroom.
I will.
He's not here for another couple hours.
Where did he go?
He went to the lake with
a bitch.
He's his GF. Please don't use that
with
word.
With his bitch.
Don't.
His
say
BISH.
That. And then he.
I like this thing where I can't spell anything.
Yeah.
That's my new move.
His dumb ass bought Spirit 11 p.m. flight and it got canceled.
Oh no!
So I let him borrow my fucking car to drive to fucking Michigan. So I hope that dumbass Albanian doesn't crash it.
Oh yeah, because I fucked your car up while I was out of town.
What happened?
He was just driving
just whipping that shit.
Don't
dude.
Do that.
He was
man.
Driving the way he felt.
He was driving. Drive my car that way. Oh, by the way, you
we
fucking
were on
assholes.
95 on the way back, and I was like, Nick, like, are the cops chasing you? You were driving like a getaway driver.
Yeah, dog. I'm a
wheelman.
You're
gonna lose your car privileges.
He was going into like the
respect
exit lane,
my car.
Like swerving back into the fast
shoulders.
Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some traction shit that's off. And by the way, you animals, who
the
fucking doesn't
control.
Fill? Who doesn't fill the fucking tank up, man?
I did.
No.
We filled the tank in Jersey.
Yeah, I filled it in Jersey. So yeah, that's probably
that's
what
right.
it was. And pretty late in the trip too.
I thought it was.
It was.
I thought
it
we
was
filled
not,
it.
Unless someone stole that.
No,
shit,
I never like partially fill the tank. I'll fill the tank back up.
No,
yeah, we'll hit you for gas though.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
are we
on,
driving
the,
it back down to Baltimore next weekend?
Maybe. Oh, are you going to L.A., Nick? What's going on?
Yeah, I might need to fly out of BWI after the show.
Okay, perfect, because I might just stay there because I have that show.
Cool. Can you drive? Do you know how long it takes to get to BWI from, like, Audubon?
I can drop you off BWI.
What do you think the time to get there is? Like, an hour? To be safe?
To be safe? No, not even. Probably a half.
Yeah.
Maybe, let's say 40 minutes to be very safe.
40 minutes, and then the show probably, where it's the 7 o'clock show?
I think it's 8.
8 o'clock? Yeah, so I guess we wrap 9:15, 9:30, we can be on the road, 10:30. Yeah, there's no way I can do it. Last flight out is going to be like 10:30.
Nah, no shot.
How long are you going to be in L.A.?
I don't know, a couple days.
Okay.
Go hang out with Kurt.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
That show is so fucking funny, by the way.
The SBC show? Actually, it's so not, because only white men wrote on it.
Dude, it is.
Excuse me, but the show is, it's there's it nothing is, funny about
lib,
it at all.
He has this it's, libtard it's not character Nanette, that's it's not amazing.
Good. The only good shows are written by women who have just started comedy.
I think
brand new to this.
Have you
clearly,
watched any of it?
Clearly the best character, the most inspired is
the Israeli.
Israeli.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's head and shoulders.
The libtard has like grown on
the
me
libtard,
recently.
The libtard, that one's all right.
The one where he was calling black people what was it? Afro shit. Fuck.
It's good. It got better at the mosque one. That was really funny.
The mosque one was amazing. The battle rap. The battle rap was fucking insane.
Oh, I didn't see that one yet.
The third episode is like top to bottom, one. Like fire. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
I gotta check that out.
Oh, Afro marginalized. That's he was calling up black people Afro marginalized people.
Who's the other one that he has?
Basically, the two main ones are the libtard and the
InfoWars guy's whatever. One. I don't think that's that good.
That one, his American accent isn't. Like, kind of throws you off.
But honestly, the Israeli is so good.
It's so fucking good.
Because it's perfect. It's exactly what those
dumbass
Republicans...
Well, it's a real guy. It's a real guy.
Yeah. And that's exactly who, like, those Republicans just, like, idolize and want to,
there's
like,
so many of those, like, ex-Mossad guys that work in, like, private security now in the United States who are just, like, fucking psychopaths.
Yeah,
and you can give them, like, a fucking, like, dessert spread and a fucking swag bag and some sort of fake plaque, and they'll say literally anything you want them to say.
That shit's really fucking good.
It's really good, dude. Yeah. There's another one, like an Italian guy. It's not that... It's like... Didn't
oh,
really
the photographer. That wasn't good.
Yeah.
That was weird because it's like...
Well, that's the only one I wrote, I guess.
Did you write on that
one? No, I don't even know. Yeah. The only characters I saw when I was in the room or working on it were the libtard professor, the guy in the wheelchair, and then the British criminal.
The British criminal's only been in one sketch in the first three episodes.
Those were the only three. When I was working on it, those were the only three that they had done.
Really?
The libtard one is so good.
It's it gets better every
episode. You'll see in the third episode.
It was much better
in
the second episode.
Yeah.
But
I'm fine.
Yeah, where he talks about, like, is the second one where he talks about how... The first one's, like, he's, like, with a fat woman and her gay Republican husband, and he's, like,
talking about how
his wife fucks dolphins. They go to Hawaii 6 months a year. But, well, those people were kind of cool and nice, you know? He didn't, like, really, like...
Hold on, though. Here's what I think, Adam. Bitch.
Anyway, so... What are we doing? I got to drive back.
Why do you have to drive back? Let's go to the park.
You want to go to the park right now with Stav?
I can't go to the
park.
Let's
put him in a wheelchair.
Let's get you a wheelchair.
Oh, you know what we should do, though, is go down to the aqueduct and take Stav's bet on some ponies.
Bet on the ponies.
That would be fun.
You want to throw some bones on them ponies?
Is it race season?
Take my shirtless handicap friend.
He only has bathing suits to wear.
My large-breasted handicap. Me and my large-breasted handicapped associate would like to bet $10 on your finest horse, please.
He's just got jelly on his tits.
Yeah, just jelly. Just peanut butter and jelly all over his breast.
I had to check.
Yeah, Nick was saying earlier, he was like, we're going to get there and Sov's going to be entirely glazed.
I can't wait till this
is like when Kramer cooks himself.
Yeah. Butter based himself.
I want to go to the beach this week, but you can't go.
I can't, man. I'm fucking trapped. I'm going to start crying.
You should come with me.
Well, I should get a wheelchair for you.
I will.
Can get you
once I figure out what
chair.
That MRI says, my dick.
The weekend's over. Today's Sunday.
This week, I said.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How much time have we done?
We're well past it.
An hour and 13.
Years, huh?
Years.
Yeah.
Two years. 2 years of my life.
How long do you think we can just keep talking? We should do one marathon ep.
Yeah.
That's just like 10 hours long.
We got to do that when Nick goes off his meds and... We
you
all
suck
have
my
like,
nuts?
Yeah, we all have like drug relapses.
And you give my nuts a little fucking. You guys can stay in my home when we do the Autobar show.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to fly out. I'll just sleep. Can you give me a ride to the airport at like 6 a.m.? Maybe I'll just take a cab or something.
Yeah, just take a little oops. Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that live show. It's going to be, man, this week's going to be stressful.
We'll figure it out.
It'll be fine, but I don't want to have to do all this fucking shit.
Yeah, the Carolinas to the live show is back to back.
It's back to back, dude.
You got your boys, though, and we're here to help support you, and you're going to LA.
Yeah, I got it. No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine, dude. I'm not, like, worried about it. It's just, like, five shows and a fucking live show, and I got to get on a plane.
The five shows will be good, dude. Once you start doing stand-up,
once I do
nice.
One, it'll be fine. But it'll be awesome. Even when I was a feature act, like, I dreaded that Wednesday night show.
But that one's nice because it's the warm-up.
It's the warm-up, but it's like every, you know, at like, it's so funny. Like, I think back on like a decade of going and doing weekends, and I always just dreaded it.
I did too at first. I know what you mean.
No, like, every time. I just dreaded it. And it was like, just get to Friday late show, and then it's the home stretch.
Yeah.
And the shows could be going great. It was just that, like, every time. And then as soon as you're on stage, it's fine.
Feels good.
Like, the second you're on stage, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I just, like, hate doing stand. Like, I always just, like, terrified of
the
idea.
You're going to feel really good after, like, the... getting five sets
it'll
up.
Be and some, like, some will be good, some of them will be fucking bad, you know, I'm sure be up and down, but it's like, you know, I mean, I know how to do this shit. It's just,
I think, like, by the fifth show your hour is gonna be really
I gotta big. Just like stop pretending that I don't have anxiety about doing things.
Sure.
That I think that's like what fucked me up too.
Yeah.
And then just doing a bunch of cocaine.
So go see Nick this week, 9, 10, 11 at motherfucking Caroline's. Then we will be at Baltimore, the Autobar, Cumtown Live, the 12th. I will be in Charlottesville on the 17th at the Southern. I will be back in Baltimore at the Spended Brewing Company on the 18th. And that's me and my little brother, George Halkis, Art by Judzie on Instagram, DZODZIE. He's a very good artist. He's doing a gallery opening, and I'm doing a show at 8 o'clock, so please come out to that. And then I'm back in Philly, good comedy theater, on the 19th. And then on the second, we're in Cleveland at the Accidental Comedy Festival at 420. Light it up, bitch. Doing a live pod. And then in Boston, we are at the motherfucking Boston Comedy Festival on the 3rd, Monday, 8 o'clock, Laugh Boston. And
which
then
is sold out.
Sold out. We're going to try and get...
We're going to try to get a second show there.
Second show or something. And then I'm going to be in Connecticut, the Fairfield Comedy Club on the 7th. More shit coming up, guys. I'm in New Orleans, personally. I'm in motherfucking Chicago in September. And then October, motherfucking Australia. And then we're going on a tour of the South. But
just
anyway,
chomping pouch.
Chomping pouch. Come on, suck my big, what'd you call it?
Boss Dangler.
My Boss Dangler.
So good.
So, yeah. Check us out. Go to stavi.biz. You can find all my dates, and then I also have links to all the Cumtown live shows there. So stavi, STAVVY.biz.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, everyone.